Han absorbed it.
So, it wasn't Six who named her Millennium Falcon?
No, the younger brother said. He certainly would have taken credit for that if he had.
Did he ever mention how or where he got the Falcon? Leia asked.
Yeah,
Alana said.
That's what we want to know.
Dune thought for a moment.
I'm sure he did, but I don't remember anything specific.
He looked to his siblings, both of whom shook their heads.
There is someone who would know, he added finally.
He touched a button on a comlink set into the top of the table.
Is Waglin around?
He asked the voice that responded.
He is, sir.
Tell him I need him in the office.
Who's Waglin?
Alana asked. Dune grinned.
He was my dad's co-pilot.
Lando's face was on screen in the main hold when the Falcon blasted away from Ossian 7 two standard days later.
Six never told me the full story,
he said to Han and Leia.
Now I'm back to feeling sorry about having taken the Falcon from him.
Yeah, well, don't,
Han said.
He ended up doing pretty well for himself without her. Anyway, if you hadn't taken her from him, I couldn't have taken her from you.
He grinned for the cam. Lando forced an elaborate frown.
Did you learn anything about where the Falcon was before Six?
Yeah, Han said uncertainly. From his co-pilot, a Weequay. Must be at least 150 years old. As wrinkled as the lava labyrinth.
What's he doing on Ossian 7 of all places?
Six kept him employed all these years, Leia said. He's not much more than a fixture now, but Six's children treat him like family.
He was with Six when he got the Falcon?
No, they hooked up much later, Han said. But he knew the story.
He bought the Falcon from a circus, Leia said.
The Mole Pole Circus.
Lando touched his mustache.
You know, I think I remember hearing that the Falcon had been part of a circus.
Han nodded.
The story sounded familiar to me, too.
You have the name of the being who owned her?
Vistal Pern, Han said.
He's no longer with the circus, Leia said. Now he organizes creature shows.
Lando laughed.
That's a short leap. Any idea where he is?
Running a show on Terrace.
Really?
Lando said slowly.
Tendra Chance and I were just there. Well, 2 months ago at any rate.
Business or pleasure? Han said.
A bit of both. We were finalizing a deal with the Terrace government for a shipment of YVH droids and doing some shopping.
What's Terrace need with hunters? Leia asked.
A well-armed criminal element has moved in. The deal was sanctioned by Chief of State Dalla herself. But the point I was trying to make is that we had what you might say was a strange encounter while we were there.
Lando paused briefly.
With Seth Helen.
Leia blinked in surprise. We know Seth. She turned to Han. Seth was the oldest of the Jedi group that was moved from Yavin 4 to the shelter station, maybe 14 years old at the time. Han scratched his head.
Tall kid, with curly hair?
Leia nodded.
His mother is Corellian.
Okay, now I remember him.
Leia positioned herself for the cam. What happened, Lando?
He came to visit me at the hotel where we were staying. He wanted to know the details of the YVH deal.
Did you tell him?
I told him it was none of his business. Then he wanted to know what I thought about the fact that Dalla was employing Mandalorians as a kind of royal guard.
Why would it matter to Seth what you think?
Han said.
Beats me. But I finally figured out what he was getting at.
Which was what?
Whether Tandrondo had given thought to manufacturing a Mandalorian hunter droid.
Leia and Han traded glances.
Are you certain, Lando?
Lando shrugged his shoulders.
Not 100%, but that's what it sounded like to me.
Han turned to Leia.
You think he's still on Terrace?
I don't know. This new crime syndicate could be the reason Luke sent him there in the first place.
Anyway,
Lando interrupted.
Just thought I'd let you know. And make sure to fill me in on what you find out about the Falcon, buddy.
Will do, Han said.